Hello, and welcome to A Few Minutes of Inspiration with Seemalita Webb. Thank you for joining our show again. We hope you've had a chance to like, subscribe, and follow our movement for inspiration, faith, and loving conversation. In today's episode, we're going to talk about why communication, connectivity, and being involved with your community is important. I've realized during this downtime with the virus and also with my health issues that I've lost my connectivity to my community. Prior to becoming visually impaired, I was really civically active, and I spent a lot of time with my children out in the school system, their sports teams, and even with their friends, and of course our family. Once the vision impairment pain kept increasing, I ended up receding and trying to just find my footing. What occurred was a loss of connectivity. And so a lot of the social distancing that's going on right now really resonates with me. And even I think at a deeper level, because I've been living this way for 15 years. I think the reason it resonates with me so strongly is that because of the issues with my breathing, I'm not always able to talk to the people I love. And I've usually been able to talk to people in between pain cycles. It's like my mind disconnects from my thought process. And it's almost like a survival mode that my autonomic system just kicks into. And it's like all of my energy is used to process the question if one is coming in and I'm able to hear it, or to retrieve the data I need to respond accurately to the person questioning me. And so when we had to take an unexpected pause there. Please bear with me. The thought that I was trying to convey is that I've missed being involved, and I've missed sharing my thoughts. I miss connecting with the people I love, and I did not expect the current situation to affect me as deeply as it has. I found myself having more moments of anxiety, and I was concerned that I could be maybe slipping into a depression. And I think some of that is because I was feeling a lot of the stress that others are feeling. And that was unexpected. I think I'm an extreme empath. And so I can talk to someone, I can listen to voicemail, their email, and I can actually pretty much tell how they're feeling, what they're going through, and I used to be able to offer advice and assistance. But because of my inability to consistently maintain my full breath, I don't often get the chance to comfort and assist the people I love. So by choosing this mode, I'm able to reach more people than I ever reached before and offer them little tidbits of knowledge, moments of inspiration, and loving thoughts of comfort. And so if you've been listening for a while, you know that I tend to look at things in the vision of gratitude and seeing the glass full. So there's a blessing in everything that occurs in life, even if it doesn't appear to have a bright spot at the moment you're going through it. So when you fought chronic pain for 15 years, you tend to have, I think, a harder shell. I know that my pain level has adjusted And so what for me might be a 7 might be a 10 for you, because I've just been in pain that long that I've kind of gotten used to dealing with the extreme highs. And so now I just look at protecting myself so that I'm not hitting a 15, because a lot of times that's where I'm at when my eye is flaming at me. And I think flaming is an accurate word, because I get these burning sensations. Sometimes I get cutting or stabbing. And sometimes it feels like somebody's reaching into my eye, pulling it and trying to actually detach it from the nerve. There are really moments where I literally scream out, and I even have dropped to my knees. I had no idea that pain like this existed in the world. I mean, it didn't even compare to natural childbirth. That's just how bad it is. And then when you take that kind of pain and you add it to the breathing issues, it kind of limits me. So I'm hoping that by sharing with you that you'll benefit too. I'm already seeing a reduction in my level of comfort. And I talk to you like I talk to my children, or I would talk to my mother or someone else that I love. So I promise to always share with you the truth as I see it and as I feel it, and in a way that I think will be most helpful to you. I will do my best not to put too much of me into it, because I can be very opinionated, and I'll cut that out as much as possible. I would love it if you would take time to share a little bit about yourself. You can email me. We've updated the ability on the site to where you can actually send notes and comments there. I appreciate you. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and that you know how much our ability to communicate is changing my life. I wish you well. I send thoughts of love and care your way, and prayers for peace for your beautiful day. God bless and keep you. Goodbye.